Rigged: America, Russia, and 100 Years of Covert Electoral Interference by David Shimer. Read for you by Kevin R. Free. To my teachers. Introduction. Democracy under siege. President Barack Obama faced a momentous choice. By the summer of 2016, he knew that Russia was interfering in America's upcoming election. He also knew that Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, was directing this operation. Obama now had to decide whether to retaliate against Putin before or after Election Day. That summer, Celeste Wallander, the top Russia expert inside the White House, submitted to her superiors a classified memorandum outlining ways to punish Putin immediately in order to deter further interference in the election. "We wanted to do light, deniable countermeasures early, in July," said Victoria Nuland, an assistant secretary of state who collaborated closely with Wallander. "All of my Soviet and Russia training told me we had to deter with a strong set of measures up front and have them calculate the costs of continuing to attack us, particularly with a player like Putin." Nuland, Wallander, and other officials proposed a range of options: sanctioning Russia, leaking damaging information about Putin, even suffocating Russia's economy. James R. Clapper, then the director of National Intelligence, recalled considering all kinds of nasty things we could have done to the Russians, such as cutting them off from the international financial system. But, Clapper continued, the risks were too high. What would the retaliation have been? The answer was unknown. Russian intelligence had already stolen and released emails damaging to the Democratic Party in an effort to influence voters' minds. But Russian hackers had also breached electoral systems, which Washington could not systematically defend. States and localities, not the federal government, purchase and manage America's electoral infrastructure. In some states, voter registration databases were unencrypted and insecure. Russia could have done things as far as voter registration rolls. They could have done things as far as tallies, said John Brennan, then the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, worried that Russia could screw around with voter registration lists to a sufficient degree to alter the outcome of the election by making Democrats in swing states like Florida unable to cast their ballots on Election Day. Retaliating against Putin could provoke him into disrupting the voting process itself. With Hillary Clinton favored to win the presidency, and with Donald Trump alleging that the election would be rigged, Obama delayed punishing Russia. Restraint seemed prudent. Instead, at a summit in China in early September, he warned Putin, "You fuck with us and we'll take you down," as one of his senior advisors put it. Of this encounter, Lisa Monaco, Obama's Homeland Security advisor, said, "We delivered the message to Putin and others in response to what we were seeing in the state systems. That was our focus." By October, Russia was still targeting America's electoral infrastructure. Obama's team considered efforts to manipulate these systems a red line of sorts, said Avril Haines, the deputy national security advisor, and formulated a series of very significant responses in the event that the Russians engaged in vote tampering. On Election Day, parts of the federal government secretly braced for such an assault. "We did, in fact, have an entire crisis team set up in the White House," said Michael Daniel, Obama's cybersecurity coordinator. "There were teams at all of the respective agencies," he continued, "monitoring for a Russian cyber attack." The worst-case scenario did not arrive. Voting unfolded without interruption, but Russia's operation had by no means failed. Hacked emails had already dominated the news cycle for months, and Russian propaganda had reached tens of millions of Americans on social media. Obama had prioritized protecting the ballot box from direct manipulation, but at a cost. Russia had brazenly manipulated voters' minds. Victoria Nuland lamented the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?